My brother is so annoying.
He keeps copying what I say. How can I get him to stop?
Just remember how much Jesus loves you and show that love to your brother. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Annoying siblings are nothing new, like when your brother teases you or your sister repeats everything you say. It would be really easy to strike back and make them feel bad too, but is this really what you should do? It's definitely not what Jesus wants you to do. He loves you so much that he died for you, and he wants you to show the same kind of love to your brothers and sisters. Teasing them and annoying them is not showing them love. God gives us this command in Psalm 34:14. Turn away from evil and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it. Our story for today is called Brothers and Sisters. Nora let the door bang shut just as her brother reached it. "Well, thanks," Lloyd said sarcastically.
"You never hold the door open for me," said Nora.
"You never hold the door open for me," echoed Lloyd.
Nora scowled.
"Don't copy me. Don't copy me."
"Stop it, Lloyd," yelled Nora.
"Stop it, Lloyd," came the echo.
Nora ran to her room and slammed the door. As Nora and her friend Zoe walked home from the bus stop the next day, Zoe's brother Trayson caught up with them.
"How'd you do on the spelling test, Zoe?" he asked.
"Great," Zoe replied. "I got all the words right."
"Awesome."
Trayson started running to catch up with a friend.
"I'll make popcorn when we get home," he yelled over his shoulder.
Zoe grinned and waved as he left. Nora looked at Zoe.
"Are you and Trayson always so nice to each other?"
"We used to fight a lot," said Zoe, "but we've been learning about Jesus at church and how much he loves us so much he died for us and wants us to love others and live in peace. That means caring about other people's feelings, even when they're not nice to us. So I tried it, and Trayson did too, and it really made a difference. Sometimes we forget, but we get along a lot better now."
"Maybe I should try that with Lloyd," Nora thought.
Lloyd arrived home just as Nora ran up the steps, so she held the door open for him.
"What's wrong with you?" he asked.
"Nothing," replied Nora.
"Nothing," Lloyd repeated.
Nora just laughed and went to her room. At dinner, Nora handed the potatoes to Lloyd before taking some herself.
"How was school?" she asked.
"Terrible," said Lloyd. "I don't get multiplication."
"I'll help you tonight if you want," Nora offered. Lloyd was startled.
"Why?"
"Because I want to," Nora replied.
Lloyd gave her a strange look, and Nora could hardly believe it when he passed the chicken so she could take a piece first.
"Thank you, Jesus," she prayed silently. "Please help us learn to live in peace."
Well, how about you? Are you kind to your brothers and sisters, or do you tease them or treat them badly, especially when they treat you the same way? It's not easy to be kind to someone who's not being kind to you. But Jesus can help you bring peace to your relationships. Trust him to help you show his love to your brothers and sisters and bring peace to your home. Our key verse is Psalm 34:14.
Turn away from evil and do what is good. Seek peace and pursue it.
And our key thought for today, be a peacemaker at home. Are you going to hit the road this summer or hit the beach? Don't forget to hit up Word with Zach. It's a chance to keep God's Word in the middle of your summer plans even when you're busy. So grab a parent and sign up at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.